FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
This is so mad.
Hello.
New FM.
The official
The Novos. We got
love. Hey guys, welcome to Thursday. How are we?
Good morning.
Very doing interesting great. Coming into work this morning because there was an envelope at the front door, yeah?
Yeah, so producer Jackson came into the studio and said, hey guys, this was left for you guys in the afternoon yesterday. Apparently it had been slipped underneath the door and we have a pigeonhole here. We never check our mail. So they brought it down for us.
Do we?
Yeah, we do. We've got a pigeonhole.
Wow.
Yeah. And so...
just like the olden days.
They've used stencil to write Novos in just the outline in pen, right? Yeah. Very mysterious. And then they've written, hey Novos, Christmas has come early this year, we'll call soon. And then they've used the hashtags Bacon Brother, Millionaire Mark, Jackson 6, Newcastle's JDO, and hashtag Maddie learnt to drive. There we go, got the words out.
So we've all got gifts. I've got a $50 Uber voucher.
Yeah, and the rest of us all have $50 7-Eleven vouchers.
The whole team.
So big thank you to whoever that mystery person is.
Very generous.
Very kind.
Thank you so much. Doesn't that make you feel nice?
It does. Really?
Somebody will go out of their way and spend $250 of their own cold hard cash on us.
Yeah.
It's very sweet. It's very, very thankful.
That's a lovely gesture, isn't it?
It is. Beautiful. Hey, coming up next, guys, we're talking dolphins. Now, I love a good dolphin story because, of course, I get to crack out my favourite sound effect of all time, which is the dolphin. So, apparently, dolphins use wingmen to pick up women dolphins.
Ooh. Oh.
I'm going to tell you more about this next. It's a fascinating story. Kicking off the show right now, though, see ya. Chandelier at New FM. Good morning. Party girls. See ya, Chandelier at Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. I brought pies in this morning. I just had the butter chicken pie. It tasted just like Raja's Creevo.
Oh,
very
delicious. Ooh, I bet that's good.
It is so good. Hey, I've got a story about dolphins for you right now. I love dolphins. They're such fascinating creatures, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
If I weren't a human being, I would want to be a dolphin.
Oh, everyone always says
that. They're frolicking, having so much fun. Hey, what can I say? I'm a sheep. But anyway, I've got this story I found about dolphin and the ways that they like to find women. Of course, male dolphins, that is.
Yeah, the way they pick up.
How are you with wingmen in your pre-relationship lives? Was it something you both adopted?
Yeah, definitely.
In the club?
Yeah, I'd be a wingman for sure.
But did you have a wingman?
Yeah, sometimes. But I was more... I think I'm a better as a wingman.
Really?
Being the wingman.
Yeah.
Did you have a wing woman, Jade?
Occasionally. But I was a wingman, I guess, for a friend of mine. But that's just sad, isn't it? It's very desperate when you're a male and you've got to have your girlfriend be your wingman.
I think if you've organised that, you've done a great job.
No,
so they're going to do it really well.
It's sad. It's pathetic. Secretly, guys, don't do it.
Why?
No, it is. Because...
someone's been burnt by a wing woman before.
Because
she's still your man, Jade.
No. No, because when I've been out, right, and I'm, say, with my mate Lindsay... and he's like, oh, that girl's really nice. I'm like, oh, I'll go up and I'll put the word in for you. So I'm like, oh, hey, like strike up a conversation. Love your shoes. They're amazing. Oh, who are you with? And then you go, oh, my friend Lindsay, he's awesome. He's such a nice guy. You got to meet him. Girls just smell the
rat in the room.
Desperation.
Well, maybe it is different for a guy.
I think so.
Possibly.
Just be warned.
Well, for dolphins, it's very different. So basically what they like to do is there's a pair of male dolphins, right? And like generally, you know, obviously they hang out in pods, so they're very familiar with one another. When they are ready to mate, what they'll do is they'll search for like sea sponges on the ocean floor. They dive down, retrieve the sea sponges, give them to each other, and then the male dolphins then go off and give them to the females in order to entice them to mate.
Oh, come over here. I've got a lovely sponge.
That's a bit sweet. You know what? Girls will take that the wrong way. They'd be like, what? I'm not cleaning your house.
What, the ocean?
Have a look. I'm just showing you guys a picture of this
human form.
Dirty, muddy, spider-looking sea sponge thing there. That entices the female dolphin. And it doesn't that just go to show what incredible creatures they are, that they can recognize a good gesture?
Yeah, a nice deed. And look, I'll find
end
you a sponge.
Or bribe.
Yeah, bribe, more like
he's
it.
He's a sponge. Have sex with me.
That's basically what it is. A big old dirty sponge off the bottom of the ocean.
But I love dolphins. One more time.
One more time. Yeah. Get your
kids. There it is. Man, I'm done.
All right. Up next, what is in Jade's box?
All right.
Now, first clue before we shake. It's going to be a little bit of a quiet one.
Okay.
If you want to get the good stuff out of this, it's got to be real wet.
Okay.
Give it a shake, please.
Look, you're going to have to listen hard, okay? I think you hear my jacket rustle more, but there is something in there. It's very faint.
Tiny little fella.
Yeah.
All right, 13:09 on offer today. We have a $100 Go-Karts Go voucher up for grabs. Great prize if you want to play 13:10:09. Doing it next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. Rely on Newcastle Permanent for banking that's here for you. UFM. What's in Jade's box?
All right, if you want to crack at this, very simple, just call the show 13:10:09.
Jade said that we say the number too fast, so...
Sometimes I think we do.
Slow it down.
Well, that number again, 13:10:09.
It is a great prize up for grabs, $100 Go-Karts Go voucher. All you have to do is figure out what's inside Jade's box. First clue, you got to get this wet. If
right,
you want
give
the,
it a shake, please.
Good here stuff we go. Out of it.
Oh, it's very light.
It's what? Very light in there.
Should another give clue, another please. Clue? Yes.
Ooh. All right. Do you want to give a clue, Jade?
Okay. Okay. So a lot of people use these, in particularly in the morning.
You got to dip it in if you want the good stuff out of it.
Yeah.
I would give him like 5 seconds to
good
call.
To leave it in as well sometimes. Yeah.
Well, they say you're supposed to leave it in for 3 to 5 minutes.
Some people want to pull it out, though, real quick.
Do you know what I love about go-karts, FYI?
Mm. What?
It doesn't matter if you're a kid or you're an adult.
Still fun?
Still just as fun. Here we go. Right, let's take some. A call right now. New FM, hello. Glenn, how are you? Hello, Glenn.
Yeah, how are you?
Hey.
Hey. You're doing good.
Hey, mate. What's on for your day?
Oh, yeah, just heading off to work, so I've just pulled over on the side of the road, do the right thing.
Excellent.
No, good man.
Excellent. Now, you might have had one of these already this morning, living life dangerously. What do you think
dipping
is in,
it in
Jade's box?
I'd say a tea bag.
A tea bag is in... Oh, no, actually, it's correct.
That's correct. It's correct. Yeah. Yeah. Easy as that.
You're a winner. You're a winner.
There you go. That was very delayed this morning.
The sound effect.
Yeah.
Needs like a restart or something.
It does. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate that. Enjoy the go-karts, mate. Our news time up next with Hamish at New FM is 6:26.
New FM.
New FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo.
The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Jade, earlier on in the week, you were a little bit concerned that you may be pregnant because your girlfriends were a little bit sore. How are they?
To be honest, they're still a little sore, but I'll put you out of your misery, Matthew. As my work husbands, Maddie and Crevo, I did a pregnancy test and I'm not pregnant.
You're pregnant?
No, I'm not.
Oh, my God!
No.
Yes!
Oh, Maddie.
I can't
believe it. No, I'm not.
Okay, so you're blaming your bra, aren't you?
Well, that's what I thought, was blaming my bra. But if honest thing here right now, 13:10:09, if anyone knows any really good hormonal doctors that specialise in female hormones, really...
Lady problems. A lady doctor
even. If you have a recommendation, please give me a call and let me know who you go see, because I think I want to see a lady doctor over it.
Are you buying
or a male doctor,
the cheap
as long
bras
as good.
Or the good bras?
No, good bras. I still told me I switched to a really good one the other day, like a proper sports bra when I went to the gym, but there's still a little bit... How you
just
going? So
uncomfortable.
Yeah. But anyway.
Very good.
Go get checked.
Yes. So on 13:10:09, though, if you don't have a doctor for a lady doctor for me, we're talking about did luck strike on a bad day. So if you're having a really, really crapper of a day, and then something amazing happened that just turned it all around. We're taking your calls because there's an airline worker in Melbourne who got laid off due to the coronavirus pandemic.
Yeah.
They scored a massive win that I'm going to tell you about after this.
Okay, call now. 13 10 09 prizes on offer right now. Topic breaking me at New FM. Good morning. Topic breaking me live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creevo. It's 6:37, Jade.
Yeah, don't forget you can rate the music at the moment. So if you're like really vibing that song or maybe not so much, you can go to newfm.com.au and you can win some pretty cool prizes.
It's so easy. This amazing entertainment pack for Charlestown Square. Great one.
Get
great
around that. So simple.
The holidays might be over, but you can still keep the kids entertained.
The fun doesn't stop.
13 10 09. Did luck strike on a bad day? Taking your calls right now.
That's because an Australian airline worker, guys, who's based in Melbourne, they unfortunately got stood down like many with the corona virus pandemic, but they've scored this massive win. He entered the lotto and he won $2 million playing the Division One.
Wow, so you've had the worst day of your life followed by the best day of your life.
Yeah, like it all happened in the same day. He couldn't believe it. He's like, far out, I got stood down, but I'm now a millionaire.
Now set for life. Like, suck it, losers.
That's actually like the third time you've said far out today where I've stopped for a second and thought you were going to drop the F-bomb.
Oh, really?
You're like, far out.
No, you're like fair dinkum, like it's insane. Mark.
Yeah, unbelievable.
So, on 13 10 09, we're taking your calls. Did luck strike on a bad day?
Rocket's on the phone. Hello, Rocket.
How's it going?
Good, thank you.
Right, man.
Bad day, first of all. What happened?
What happened? I had my hours knocked down at work. I was going to be losing my job and I had my hours down late. I had a few things to pay for, holiday for one, and so I was on my way home. I thought I'd go get some groceries.
Yeah.
So I was over at Warzone Plaza and I seen a scratchy ticket on the ground. It was already scratched and I thought I'd just pick it up and have a look, and there was $500 on it.
Ooh. No way.
You're kidding.
Winner, winner.
So the first thing I did was cash it and went and bought a lottery ticket.
Did you win off the lottery ticket?
No.
Another 500.
But still, what a story. That's like luck striking on a bad day.
Yeah, you needed that money.
On your rocket. Straight to buy another gambling related product with the money.
You know what? I test my luck too.
Yeah, you reckon?
Yeah.
Thank you, Rocket. Appreciate that. Derek, hello.
Yes, good morning.
Hi, Derek. How are you today?
Not too bad, and yourself?
We are doing good. Derek, when did luck strike on a bad day for you?
I had spent the better part of 2 years at my work, working towards a new promotion, a position I knew was coming up. I had done extra courses, all this extra time at work, trying to make sure that I was the guy they picked. On a Friday morning, the decision was made, and I was informed that they'd brought somebody else in from not even from work. Takes to fill this position. Needless to say, I was a little bit upset, and the rest of the day didn't go that well. On the way home, I was listening to my local radio station, and they had a draw on for an opportunity to win an all-expenses-paid trip to Barbados. I phoned in that on my way home that night and qualified. I was the last person to qualify for the trip, and later that day I got a phone call that I had won it.
No! That's amazing.
What was the feeling like when you got the call from the radio station? Was it just something else?
Absolutely amazing. I'd never really won anything in my life. So it was a feeling I can't explain.
That's something you remember for the rest of your life. Do you remember where you were when you got the call?
I was in my kitchen and I looked at my wife and I told her that I'd qualified for this trip. And when the phone rang and I looked at her and she's looking at me like, what? And of course I looked at her and I said, we won.
What a great story.
It was amazing.
Hey, that's good, so man. Cool.
Derek, was it over in Canada, this station?
Yes, it was.
What was the radio station called?
Uh, The radio station was Boom FM.
Boom FM. That sounds like a place that's given away holidays. I wish we could compete, but we can't. I'm sorry, Gary. We'll hook you up with a prize. Thank you, mate.
Thanks
Great
for
story.
Calling. Love it. I'll load that up next, guys.
Very good. It's 6:42. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Rely on Newcastle Permanent for banking that's here for you and here for good. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. I don't care. Love it.
All right, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. Jade, Maddie, I want to talk paparazzi photos. Love it or loathe
it? 3, 2, 1, go!
Love it. Yeah. I love paparazzi photos.
Loathe it.
People are into.
Loathe it.
Not for you, Maddie?
Not for me. I think, do you know what? Like, you see these pictures of, you know, these big stars just trying to relax. Look what happened to Princess Di, you know? Like, she just wanted to go on a nice holiday with her kids in some exotic, tropical, lush place, and then there's, like, old mate photographer hiding in the bushes, ruining it for her.
I love paparazzi photos. Like, when speaking of Princess Diana, on my if you go to my Instagram feed, if anyone finds my phone, you'll know it's mine, because it's just a lot of Princess Diana fan pages of, like, the paparazzi shots. Where I do draw a line is when they're using those telescopic lenses from really far off. I think if it's in the Australia, street or coming out like of a museum or something, fair game.
You want to see their fashion.
Yeah. You know, they've just opened an art gallery, cut the ribbon.
Yeah.
That
but
sort of gear.
That's fine. But when it's like people like that, like Princess Di, for example, Kim Kardashian, they're on holidays, they're with the kids and, you know, they're on a yacht with this big telescopic lens zooming in, like on Pluto, as if there's, you know, scientists trying to find out what's on the planet. That's when I've got an issue.
That's when you draw the line. This is an interesting story, Jaden. I thought you might be you might like this. Meghan Markle, back in 2015, she did this thing with her agent where she had like an interview because she was just starting out in suits.
Yeah,
she had this interview with a magazine. And she got her agent to arrange for paparazzi to photograph her as she walked into the restaurant where she was meeting to do the interview with the magazine. So she looked like a bigger star, and that built up her profile.
I think that's great. Why
wouldn't
you? Her
family loved to do that. Look what happened to her dad. Remember, he like set some photographer up for him when he went to a cafe to do an interview about his daughter.
Look, I've done it before with when I've ridden on my bike. And Ben, I said to Ben, he was coming home, I said, Ben, I'll ride past the car on the same route home. Can you take a snap of me riding on my bike from far away?
Send it off to Newcastle Herald.
It was just for my...
For the social pages.
For
snap,
my Instagram.
Out and about town.
Yeah.
Jade, people already know when you are riding because you look like the sun.
In my Hy-Vee's vest.
The Meghan Markle of Newcastle. Organising her own paparazzi.
No, but in all seriousness, nothing wrong with it. I think that's good. You've got to be smart. The entertainment biz is ruthless.
Some say, like, this is because this is only about a year before she met Harry. Maybe it was like some of those paparazzi shots that caught his eye.
Well, could be. Could be.
There's a hot tip for you.
Well, look how it's worked out for him. Very well.
Look, Jade, look at you. You just love your glossy mags. You don't want to see them disappear. Without pap shots, no glossy mags.
Nothing to read at the while you're waiting for your groceries to go through.
Yeah, what am I talking about? She doesn't buy them.
No, the only one I buy is the Royal Monthly.
What does that set you back to set interest?
I think it's...
Is that published by them?
No, I want to say $6.99, I think.
The Royal Monthly.
I was secretly hoping that, like, Ben or my mum would get me a subscription for my birthday.
Is that your dream present?
Does it sync up with your real monthlies?
No, unfortunately.
That'd be nice if it did. Something to relax you.
Yeah. Great. Okay, 6:56 with the Novos at New FM. Coming up next, we've got a pet birthday shout-out, Jade.
We do. We're going to be having a chit-chat to Karen.
When's the pet's birthday?
November.
2021.
No. Coming up in August.
August. That's acceptable. Soon.
But
that's
it's soon. A kitty cat. So,
oh, great.
Yeah, we're going to have a chat about Paris in a second.
It's our first non-dog entrant. How exciting.
I put a challenge out yesterday, actually.
Yeah. Oh, good. 6:56. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Pet Quarters.
The Hunter's only locally owned pet superstores.
Six locations across the Hunter.
On UFM. The Novos Pet Birthday. Shout out.
Oh, this segment always makes me warm and fuzzy inside because I love celebrating all the fur babies out there on their special day. And we're speaking to Karen now about her gorgeous cat, Paris. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So it's Paris's birthday coming up. Tell us all about Paris and how she came to be in your family.
Okay, I rescued her. She's turning five, so 5 years ago, as a little 10-week-old for Hunter Animal Rescue.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just really been a part of our life since. Yeah, she knows she's a funny little cat.
She loves your neighbours, I've heard.
She does.
Are they feeding her? Are they feeding her better food than you are, Karen, do you think?
Oh, no, they get the good top quality food at our place because we've also got another three rescue cats as well.
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, that's nice. You got a little cat menagerie going on.
Yeah, they're all rescues, so which is good.
Karen?
Yeah?
I need some advice from you because you seem like you've got lots of cats, so you would know. I'm actually cat-sitting my housemate's cat all week. And it's been acting out, like, it cries and whinges every time I, like, shut the door or, like, go out of the house. What do you think it is?
I think it just wants the company, yeah. Mm. They see you as that main person, which my cats do. They know that I'm the one that will feed them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, probably just, and if it's an only cat, it'll be probably a bit lonely.
Yeah.
Because it's owners.
Well, Karen, see, Maddie, let Max into your room. He just wants to sleep in your bed.
And scratch it all up.
Well, I have to quickly read out your birthday message to Paris, Karen. You wrote, "Happy fifth birthday to our sweet girl, Paris. You have sass, and we love you so much. The funny things you do make us smile. And we're going to give you a voucher to spend up at Pet Quarters Glendale, the Hunter's only locally owned pet superstores. We've got six locations across the Hunter. Thank you so much for joining us."
Oh, thank you. Been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you, Karen. Beautiful. What a sweetheart. You know what? We'll get her to be the Dr. Harry of the show.
I think that's
any
a great idea.
Problems.
Dr. Karen.
Dr. Karen. Thank you, Karen. Up next, though, guys, we're talking pregnancy secrets. So, great story out of this couple who obviously were having a baby and they found out they had twins.
Mm.
Now, what they didn't do was tell the family that they were, in fact, twins. So, you won't believe what they've surprised the parents with when they took the babies home.
I love a surprise.
13:10:09 though, did you keep the pregnancy a secret?
Oh, this is fascinating to me because I just don't know how it'd be possible, but some people obviously do.
A lot of people don't show.
Mm.
Yeah, well, the lucky ones.
The lucky ones.
Well, they're not turning into a whale. Well, I know that's what most of my girlfriends are always like, oh, like they don't like getting fat. Like, no, and you do, you can't help it.
No spending the dosh on the maternity wear.
Yeah.
Always
that's
good.
Right. That's a bonus.
All right, well, taking your calls next after Alanis Morissette, Hand in My Pocket at New FM. Good morning. The Weekend, Blinding Lights, tops of 19 degrees in Maitland today. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. It's time to say thanks with flowers. Oh, there we go.
Fresh, pretty posies delivered daily for $37. Theposypost.com.au. The Novos with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Say thanks with flowers.
That's right. This is where we give away a beautiful bunch of flowers, all thanks to the Posy Post, to someone that really deserves them. It's your chance to say thank you to someone in your life. Just go to newfm.com.au to nominate. Right now we're joined by Kylie, who would like to nominate her mother to receive some flowers. How are you doing this morning?
Good, guys. How are you?
Not too bad.
Doing well.
I'm just, in my own world, a bit quiet. Don't ring much. I've listened to you, though, of course.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
Now, for those that don't know, Kylie's a long-time listener of the show, and she's been battling cancer the last 12 months. How is everything, Kylie? Are we good?
I'm still fighting it, Maddie. I'm, still on treatment and treading water, just hoping that I get to the surgery stage at some time. Like, you can't leave it ill in there. I'm never going to feed it. So, yeah, trying to reduce it as much as possible, so we could probably go in and get it out.
So you have been going through a fair bit, and your mother, I believe, has been helping you out, and that's why you'd like to give her these flowers.
Jade, Mum has been the best throughout everything. Not just the last 12 months, she's a great support to my grandma, who's 90. She's always there, taking her to appointments and everything. She's supported me with my daughter with cystic fibrosis. She's taken on everything, had babysat her when she was little and done all the physio and just been there through everything. But this last 12 months, honestly, she hates all this stuff. She hates seeing anyone, you know, suffer, and the whole idea of me, you know, on stage 4 ovarian cancer. She's just handled everything really well, like, you know, she takes it all on. She just, yep, come on, let's do this. And comes over and helps if I need any help. And, yeah, she's just the strongest. Yeah. I'm strong because she's strong.
Oh, that's just, you can just tell from the way you're talking about her that you guys are really, you know, a great family, and you're really helping each other, and that's the essence of what makes such a, you know, it's a beautiful story, and it's great to hear. And thanks so much for sharing it, because it can be hard to talk about this stuff.
Mm. Yeah, well, we lost Dad 14 years ago. So since we lost him, Mum and I just do everything together. We would go on holidays together, you know, we always in each other's pockets, so to speak. Yeah. Talk every day.
How old is your mother, Kylie? Because you said your grandmother's 90.
Mum's 68 this year.
Yeah, nice. Kylie, how do you feel on an everyday, like, day-to-day basis? Because, like, I do see your little updates on Instagram and stuff, but, like, stage 4 ovarian cancer, I mean, it's not an easy thing to live with.
It's not, but I'm being lucky because I'm responding well. I'm not having all the side effects from the chemo or the treatment I'm on now.
You
know, my hair's starting to grow back after I've lost it and everything. But, you know, I'm not sick. I'm not having all the side effects that people can have. My cousin, he's going through bowel cancer, and he can't have the stuff I'm on because he ends up bleeding. So. You know, I've been really lucky, and I'm responding well. It's killing the cancer off. I'm still doing everything I normally do. I'm a bit tired and a bit sore, but hey, I'm old.
Well, everyone's willing you the
sending
best.
You good vibes. Yeah, for sure.
And we're going to send these flowers to your mum because she seems like an absolute legend of a woman.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kylie. Look after yourself. Thanks for keeping us updated, and give us a call anytime.
Of course.
News time with Hamish next here at New FM is 7:26. And, of course, if you would like to donate somebody for flowers, newfm.com.au.
The Novos.
Make Harvey Norman your number.
New FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Huge thanks to Happy Mobile Cafe. They hook us up with the coffee every day. They make us feel great.
They do indeed.
Yeah.
They do indeed.
Love Carl and Bernard.
Love them. God, I asked Jade this morning. Mm. Actually, no, never mind.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say. Sorry, just ignore that.
Okay. But guys, after this, two emus have been banned from a Queensland pub over bad behaviour.
Emus?
Actual
at a pub?
Emus at a pub in Queensland. So I'll tell you all about it in a sec.
At a pub?
Mm.
Emus?
Yes.
What are they drinking?
I don't know.
Emu lager. It's in WA, I'm guessing.
It's an actual thing, is it?
Emu lager, yeah.
Wow. There you go. A good Charlotte dance floor anthem right now at New FM. Good morning. Live across New E, this is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Tops of 18 on the coast today. 19 out at Maitland in the Valley, Jade.
And we're talking about two emus who have been banned from a bar in the outback because they're basically just absolute terrors. So these emus are called Kevin and Carol. And they've been making their way into the, I believe it's pronounced the Yakara Hotel in the Central West. It's this hotel there. And they've worked out they can go inside the door. They've learnt how to climb the stairs into the pub. And basically everyone thought it was a laugh. Oh, these two big friendly emus. How cool's this? They're our hotel pets. And then... They've learnt to start rifling through the bins. They're going behind the bar. They're stealing people's stuff, such as, like, food and even car keys. Some people haven't been able to go home because emus have grabbed their car keys, ran out of the pub, and then they can't chase them, and then well, their keys are lost.
You know what I love about this story, rather? You can actually picture an old style bar, right?
Yeah.
With two of those like swingy saloon doors, and the emu's head popping back and forth.
And their big googly eyes peering around various corners.
I hate them.
They're massive. They're really dangerous. So anyway, as a result, they've said, no, we're not welcoming these emus, Carol and Kevin, back into our premises. So the pub owner, Jerry, he's now put up a rope across the pub entrance, which seems to be pretty good at keeping them out. But they said they're going to have a problem once they learn how to get over the rope.
I tell you what, don't emus
just pulled up an emu picture.
Just have such a smug look on their face all the time. So, hello.
Definitely that.
Let me in.
Give me your keys. They're funny looking birds, that fish. It's almost as if their eyelashes are their whole face. Like their face is just covered in eyelashes. That's what they look
Doesn't
like.
Go to show that, you know, Outback Australia faces a whole other set of issues in life.
Totally different challenges.
Emus stealing things from patrons at a pub.
Yeah. Like here, we're worried about, you know, lockout laws and stuff like that.
No, up there, Carol and Kev.
The emus.
Oh, I love that.
Great story. Hey, next, you guys would have heard, obviously, and we've talked about on this very show, Bunnings Karen, of course, the lady who, you know, she didn't want to wear a mask. She was really rude to staff and stuff. Things have taken another twist as she's threatening now to use black magic on various media personalities.
Carl Stefanovic.
Yeah, this is an awesome story. You're going to get your ears around this next.
7:41 with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Waking you up live across Newcastle with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. 18 the top on the coast today, 19 out at the Valley. Crevo.
You guys would have heard about this Bunnings Karen lady, the one that went into a store, obviously down in Victoria, where the masks are mandatory, and she's going off. But the poor Bunnings employee, you know, saying she doesn't need a mask. Here's a bit of the audio.
Here we go.
Asking if you've got a mask. Well, it's clear I don't. And you are not authorised. Ask me or question me about it.
Do I have to speak to the manager?
Sure.
It's a condition of entry of the store.
Then that's discrimination, and I can have you sued personally for discriminating against me as a woman.
How ridiculous, right?
Oh, no.
She then went on the Today Show, what I really love about Carl Stefanovic is he must have like literally signaled the producers to do what we can do here in radio, which is just to fade someone down. Just have a listen to it. You can actually hear the moment when the volume on her voice just disappears.
You have an espouse all these weird wacko beliefs, and unfortunately there are people out there who are going to believe you and who are going to side with you, and that's just irresponsible in the current climate. It's just irresponsible. You know what? I can't even listen to you anymore.
Can
I'm so
just
sorry.
Put it to you, Carl?
I can't even listen to you.
I can't put it to you. You can't listen to me. That I have a medical.
No, it's wrong. I'm sorry. You know, I thought we'd in some way, shape, or form get to a reasonable excuse as to why she was doing that. Otherwise, we wouldn't have got her in the first place. There's no reasonable explanation.
Good on Carl for doing that. Like, just going to the producers. There must have been some signal. Turn her down. She's now come back at them, threatening Carl and the Today Show with putting a magical spell on them.
What?
So she's got all these pictures up on her social media of her, like, wearing, like, weird makeup. She's got, like, the pentagram necklace. She's hanging out with other witches. She's professing herself as some kind of actual witch.
I'm actually sort of glad she's come out saying that and that she's a witch, because at least anyone who thought she was right in any shape or form will hopefully go alarm bells. This lady's off her head. I don't agree with her.
She did this other post recently in which she said she claimed that the government hopes that Victorians, when they force them to wear masks, it will actually kill people. Like, she's actually out of control.
That's too much. I mean, I've seen some of the videos of her burning the masks in the big cauldron.
Yeah.
Did you see that? It's just too much. And
she needs help.
Do you know what, though? It's like media organisations that get her on the show, I think, are just as much at fault. So, like, we actually got offered her number.
Yeah.
For her to come on this show.
Nothing.
And it's like, yeah, you get, like, a bit of controversial content or whatever you want to call it out of it. But it's like, it's not actually spreading the message that we need right now. So I think any other media organisations that get her on need to have a hard, long look at themselves.
Well, that's what Carl said. He's like, we never would have had her on the first place if we couldn't come to a reasonable explanation.
I reckon the Today Show thought, a producer would have gone, oh, yeah, this will be good. This will get them fired up. Yeah. And then once she's on, I think they've realised what the go is and what they've done wrong. So
yeah, she's crazy.
Carl's a journalist at heart. He knows
exactly
what credible journalism is, and that is not.
And that's why he literally got her turned down.
Which is
fade her down. One of the great moments on the Today Show, in my eyes.
It's 7:55, and guys, coming up after 8:30, did you hear about the Bachelorette, the two Newcastle twins?
I have.
NASA, our friend, not happy with this casting decision. He'll have his say on our newy Bachelorettes after 8:30 here at New FM. News time next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Guys, there's this viral debate online at the moment after an auntie is basically very upset and shocked that her sister-in-law won't reimburse her for a Gucci top after it got ruined because she was spending time with her nephew. So she was, like, holding him. Like, I think he just had a bottle. She was just, like, coddling him a little bit, and then the baby vomited all over a Gucci top, which apparently is meant to be worth thousands of dollars, and she's a little bit annoyed that her sister-in-law is not going to give her any money back for the top.
Oh, how dare she?
Cough up the money.
No. You don't wear a Gucci shirt worth thousands of dollars to go and see a newborn baby.
No, you want to look good for the photos with the baby. No,
do you know what? I don't believe. Really?
Yeah, yep. This is dead set.
No, I'm sorry, doll. You shouldn't have worn this shirt. The mother owes her nothing. Owes her nothing at all.
Thousands of dollars.
It's just down the drain like that.
Doesn't that just go to show that she values money and material things over her own nephew?
But the vomit's all over it now. It's completely useless.
It's a little baby chuck. It's all right.
I've been sort of sitting, like, trying to view both sides of the fence on this, but, like, what if she doesn't earn much? She saved up for that shirt.
For
a long time.
That's
she finally bought
unlikely.
It. No, not really.
It is. If you are struggling in life, you are not saving up to buy a Gucci shirt, Jade. I'm telling you
what
right
now.
What
if you wanted that your whole life? Yeah.
Did she put a towel on the shirt before she picked up the baby?
I don't believe so.
Well, I'm sorry. It's her own problem.
So you don't reckon that
absolutely
the sister-in-law
not.
Should...
Not at all.
Nothing at all.
Nothing
not
at all.
Not even $50.
No.
No.
Creeper, you're the opposite.
Yeah, I reckon there should be some sort of reimbursement pay for that thing.
Well, 13, 10, 09.
Baby's spewed all over.
Yeah.
It's over.
Are you Team Maddie? No, she shouldn't pay a thing. Or Team Crevo, cough up the cash.
13, at least give her something.
At least something.
Dua Lipa right now. Don't Start Now. What a fitting song in UFM. Good morning. Don't Start Now, live across Newcastle on 105.3 UFM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Don't forget to rate the music right now if you love that song.
Newfm.com.au. It's a great prize up for grabs. Make sure you rate the music.
Yeah.
13:10:09 though, this morning here on the show, we're talking, should the mum reimburse the other mum for the Gucci shirt she was wearing when the other mum's baby spewed all over it?
You said that so eloquently.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the auntie went and visited her sister-in-law. He's just had a baby. Yeah. She was wearing this beautiful Gucci top worth thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
That's sort of she's saying online, and the baby spewed on it, and she's very upset that her sister-in-law won't give her any...
Not a cent.
Not a cent, not reimburse her for a single cent. Back to the
top. How ridiculous. At least put a bit of money in. Help pay up, you know?
Millionaire Mark, this is why all you millionaires
are millionaires,
because you're such stingers.
Don't lump me in with millionaires when I don't even have close to $1 million. Not even... It's going to... I'll never... Oh,
that's what that they all say.
Infuriates me.
Okay, so what are your thoughts on this?
No, of course she shouldn't pay a cent. It's not her fault the baby spewed. It's a child. And don't... I find it so crazy that she wore a Gucci shirt to go and visit a newborn baby. What do newborn babies do? They poo and vomit.
Maddie, if you imagine this, and I know it might be a stretch, but imagine you had a car, right?
Yeah. And you got your dig in, thanks for that.
And somebody, new car, saved up for it, and somebody, like, smashed into your car. Is it not the other person's responsibility to pay for your car, even if it was a family member?
That's a horrible comparison.
As if it is. The top is valued the same as a car, and this baby has smashed its vomit into
it. That's like the day you finally get your license and you're in your new Holden Malibu in your leather seat. Primo and I, your designated driver, finally, and we have a big one and we vomit in your back seat.
I wouldn't make you pay for it.
Yeah, you would.
No, you wouldn't. You should know me better by now.
Or you'd be fuming about it, though.
No.
Seething.
I don't think so.
Pay.
Ashley, hello. Do you think that she should pay for the Gucci top? Ashley?
Me?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Well,
do you think?
I don't understand if this shirt was so valuable, why she gave it to the sister-in-law anyway. And with the example of the car, you have insurance on your car.
Yeah,
you
don't exactly.
You necessarily have insurance on your clothes. But, I mean, maybe pay for dry cleaning. But
that might be compromise. Yes.
All right, Ashley, let's talk this through, right? You go over to, say, your sister's house. She's just had a newborn and you're wearing, you know, a $600 top. The baby, you know, you get some baby poo on it or a bit of perkies. Are you going to make your sister pay for the top because it's a little bit stained?
No.
Of course not. It's unreasonable. No,
you'd be seething, though.
You at least offer. I think you offer.
Thank you, Jade. Thank
it's
you.
It's the gesture of going, oh, I'm so sorry.
What
little
if you say
little
yes,
Dante no. vomited on your shirt. But here, I can offer you some dry cleaning if that helps. I know it's an expensive $1,000 top.
Dry cleaning, yes. Replacement shirt, no.
Replace that
Thank
thing.
Thank you.
Really, save up for ages for that.
Craig, what are your thoughts on this? Should the mum be reimbursing for the vomit-stained Gucci top? Hello, Craig.
Oh, sorry, Jade, sorry.
How
dare you, Craig?
That's all right, hey, man. What are you?
I'm so sorry. Hey, guys, it's the first time I've called so far. I don't think that she should be reimbursed. I'm with Maddie on this one. If the child's, if the shirt is more valuable than the child or the nephew or niece, then that person is not going to be a great person in their life.
Exactly right. Craig, welcome to the show.
Yeah,
first time caller. Have you been listening for long?
Since March. I've moved down around the area since March. I commute from Cessnock to Newcastle each day, and just listening to you guys, it's quite interesting to hear the conversation. And I thought, this is the one I'm going to come for.
Aww, thanks, Craig. You know what? As a first time call, we're going to give you a bottle of wine. Thanks for listening.
Thanks very much, but no, it's okay. Give it to someone else that drinks it. I don't drink it, Jade. Sorry.
Oh, okay. See, at least I offered.
Jeez, Craig.
Yeah, see?
Craig.
And you loved that, didn't you?
Craig ignores Jade first and then he rejects her gift. Welcome to the show, Craig. Thank you, sir.
Love your work.
Oh, we've got Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, good.
Good, thank you.
What do you think? Should she be paying for the Gucci shirt?
No, I have a five-month-old baby. Who in their right mind, regardless of photos, wears a $1,000 shirt to visit a newborn? They vomit, they poo, they wee everywhere.
Well, she might...
At the end of the
She might have kids.
You go there to see, but at the end of the day, you go there to see your family. So why do you need to get dressed up for the photo? Isn't seeing the baby more important?
Exactly.
I agree.
Right.
I agree. Yeah, offer to wash it and say sorry. But at the end of the day, you're not there to look glamorous for a photo. It's not a photo shoot. You're going to visit your nephew or, you know, your family member. That should be the important part.
But don't you want some great Insta likes or something?
Is Instagram more important than seeing your family, though?
To some people, yes.
Yeah, maybe.
Nick, I'm glad you called up because you're representing all of the parents with newborn babies out there. Life is hard enough as it
is. Trust me, it is. I constantly get speared on. You get used to the smell of it. It is an ongoing battle. Every day you get speared on.
Are you tired?
No, I've got a baby that sleeps really good. I'm one of the very lucky ones. He sleeps from 10 o'clock to 7 o'clock every night.
Wow. Is he your first child?
He's my first, yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
So me and his mother are very extremely blessed there.
Aww.
But as for the vomit thing, yeah, I'm definitely Team Maddie there.
Thank you, sir. Worries. Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining the show, Nick.
Can agree to disagree. Right.
We'll give you a bottle of wine, man. We'll give you a bottle of wine. Thank you. You might need it.
Yeah, if they don't sleep.
It's good
so
now,
well,
but who knows?
What's the Goss is up next. Producer Jackson, what is on the way?
Amber Heard has gotten emotional in a speech out the front of the court when that trial over in, I think it's the UK, wrapped up with Johnny Depp. Oh. Also, too, an insane detail about the Demi Lovato engagement.
Haven't been together long, have they? Okay, it's 8:16. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Jackson's here. What's the gossip, man? What's going on?
I'm going to start with the Johnny Depp Amber Heard libel case that's been going on overseas because everyone's just been following this. It's just been twists and turns from famous names like Marilyn Manson being brought into it, Keith Richards.
As if he has the moral high ground.
I know, right?
I know.
There's been tales of illicit substances. Johnny Depp allegedly dangled her dog out of a window. He painted it. A mirror with his seven finger, claimed that she defecated in his bed. So that's wrapped up overseas, and she's gave a very tearful plea on the steps of the courthouse. This is what she had to say.
It has been incredibly painful to relive the breakup of my relationship, to have my motives, my truth questioned, and the most traumatic and intimate details of my life with Johnny shared in court and broadcast to the entire world.
I feel for her.
Yeah. Do you know what? That
I feel
speech,
for both of them.
It's been a... do you know what? There's no real winners in this case.
No,
not at all.
It's been very embarrassing for them both. But she was giving that speech as he drove past in his car that was being thrown... like flowers being thrown over it by women calling themselves Depp heads.
Oh, my God.
Depp heads?
My... screaming at her, justice for Johnny and boo Amber Heard.
Oh, my God.
It's very intense scenes at that courthouse.
Absolutely.
Just can't wait till they make a Netflix sort of
that's
going
to be great.
Out of curiosity, I don't know if you've managed to read the article there. Does it say when they're actually going to give a verdict on the case?
I don't have any of those details here.
Yeah,
but
no,
I'm
sorry. Because I tried searching. Yeah, and I was like, I'm fascinated to know what the outcome is.
My favourite comments have been from Jeremy Clarkson.
Yeah.
So he said, I find the whole thing boring. You're 3 years older than Johnny Depp, yet you have the maturity of a six-year-old, and he has the looks of a 92-year-old.
Wow.
See, I didn't even know that she was older than him.
Neither.
That's crazy. She's
Amber Heard.
19.
What?
How old is she?
Well, I'm just judging off that quote. It's
possibly
not
right. Hold on a second. Let's Google. She's 34. That can't
be
right.
He must be older, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh.
He's just mucking around there.
He's making jokes.
All right, thank you. What's next?
He's 57.
57.
And she's 34. She's my age.
Jeez, Johnny Depp looks like an old boot that's been left outside from 85.
Well, honestly. A 92-year-old.
On to some younger, hotter stars. Demi Lovato's been engaged, you know, that happened last week. It's a pretty short relationship, 5 months with this fella.
Yeah.
New details have come out about the ring, though. Guess how much it costs?
I'm trying to get a glimpse of it in the magazine. Mm. I'm going to say, hang on, can I ask a couple questions? Did $5, he pay for it?
$800.
Yeah, he paid for it. It's a huge ring.
I'm going to say $250,000.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay. $680.
Mm, no.
It's a cubic zirconia, $5.
10-carat diamond, $3.4 million.
No.
They're estimating that.
How was he that rich?
I don't know exactly what he does. I've never heard of him. His name's Max Eric or Enrich or something like that. But apparently he's an actor. They're estimating at $3.4 million. Yeah, a lot of money for that.
That blows me away.
Jumping in the deep end, 5 months together, mm-hmm. and then dropping $3.5 million.
Never heard of this guy.
She has scored, let me tell you that much.
Do you know what? She looks quite happy now, though. You would be, though, if you walk around with $3.4 million on your finger.
You wouldn't. Would she even wear the real one, or would that be locked away and she's wearing a fake?
Well, that's the thing. That's what these stars do. They wear the replicas, don't they?
I'm sorry, but I bet you she paid for it. At the end of the day, because
what's his net worth?
I tried to look it up. There's nothing on him.
Love a mystery man.
Yeah, there's nothing about him. Yeah.
It was designed by celebrity jeweler Peter Marco, who makes all of these big rings. So.
Do you reckon he's just done it for promotion?
Potentially, that's what happens in these situations.
She's worth around $30 to $40 million. They're saying. So I reckon that
he's in quite good shape.
Very
isn't he?
Good shape. 29 years old. I hope they're happy together. She deserves happiness.
Yeah, hopefully he stands by her. But
if he ever goes missing.
Would you ask for the ring back if you broke up?
Oh, 100%.
300%.
Yeah.
Ripping it off the finger.
Keep the ring, I'll take the diamond.
Exactly.
Thank you, Jackson. Appreciate that. Up next, after the news, we're chatting to NASA. Of course, guys, The Bachelorette. They've announced a dual Bachelorette season this year. Two sisters from Newcastle.
Represent.
NASA's not happy.
No, he's upset.
Very upset.
We've got to talk to him.
He's always unhappy.
He's our reality TV correspondent.
Oh, and Jade.
Basically, if it's not the season of maths he was on, it's not as good.
Now, the roller coaster of Jade and NASA's relationship continues. Now, everybody just watch out when the interview starts. She made a snide little remark just now.
It's good to chat to you again.
Hi, NASA. I'll tell him to his face that he seems always unhappy.
Everybody watch. She gets sucked into his charm like everybody else does. 8:29.
The Note. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos. 105 commercial free, kicking off at 9 o'clock with you, Jackson. Hello.
What's on the way? Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Yeah, look at this. Ava Max. They call this girl like the next Lady Gaga.
Nah. I tell you what.
Probably nothing, much better.
Nothing worse, though, when you run out of salt. That's one of the lyrics in the song.
Is it really?
Yeah. In the song.
How do you feel about that asymmetrical haircut she's got going on?
Yeah, no good.
Just looks
Lady Gaga's been there, done that.
Right? Maybe. I don't know. The Backstreet Boys as well. They're going to be done under next year. They've postponed their tour.
Bit of a throwback, they call it.
A little throwback. Sia as well. Cheap Thrill.
She's making a comeback.
Has she gone?
No, but like just on the radio in general, I think have you noticed she hasn't been played for a long time, but she's released one song and now we're playing a lot more of her music.
Play her every
I don't know
4 hours.
What radio station you're listening to. She's up there with Pink.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm listening at the wrong time.
She drives a Prius around Los Angeles and apparently she's very friendly. She rides around yelling at people out the window.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's great.
So, Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off in less than half. Up next, though, our mate NASA is joining us because they've just announced the Bachelorette this year is not one, but two women, both twins from Newcastle. And NASA is absolutely disgusted at what has happened.
He's fuming.
Not happy at all. So, we're going to chat to him after intentions.
James, mate.
Justin Bieber, Quavo, live across Newcastle. It's 8:38, top to 19 on the coast today. Good morning. Justin Bieber, Quavo, Intentions, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. It's 8:42 and NASA is here when it decides to play.
Computer.
Dodgy computer.
I'm the first celebrity in Australia to be on three different networks. Count them, look at my hand. 9, 10, and 7.
Good morning to my favourite human.
I don't think NASA's on Big Brother. What's he know about Big Brother that we're not going to find out from the show?
When it doesn't work, bash it in the guts. Hello, NASA. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? I'm not happy. I'm not happy, to be honest.
NASA.
I'm really not happy.
What's wrong, NASA? There's always something wrong with you, isn't there? You're never happy.
Well, not with this situation, I'm not. I mean, you know, the bachelorette thing, it's honestly, whoever does this needs to look at it very closely. Why would you have two women, not one, but two that we have to put up with and put up with the crying and carrying on, right? And also, what happened to diversity? You know, there's hundreds of people apply for these shows.
Yeah.
Honestly, they really do. And they
thousands.
Pick, what do they pick? They pick blue eyes, blonde hair, and white. That's
NASA,
because that fits into the criteria of the show.
NASA,
well, I'm not happy about it.
Did you apply to be on the show?
No, I had meetings with 10 last year, mini meetings with 10.
Many, yeah.
And I put myself forward to be the bachelor, as an older bachelor. And I said, look, there's a lot of older women out there, and I'm sure that, you know, the audience would watch this because an older bachelor, not much drama, blah, blah, blah. Oh, no, we don't have an audience for that. Oh, no, we can't have that. I said, so you prefer to have a 27-year-old on that show to cry and carry on than have an older gentleman to get the other bit of the audience of Australia? Yes, 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 because that's what people want. But it's not what people...
Well, NASA, you're offending Newcastle because Ellie and her sister Becky are both from here.
Yeah, look, I don't care where they're from. They could be from Darwin. I couldn't care. But what I do care about, I want a bit of diversity. We're in an age now where all these Black Lives Matter and this matters and that matters. I want to see a bit of change. Look, I'd love to see an Indigenous person on these shows. I really would. I mean, let me take you back to
this. They did have an Indigenous girl, though, on the... I think it was last season or the season before. She was a contestant. Brooke, she went all the way with that footballer. Almost. She was in the top three.
But I mean, come on. I mean, she was went with the footballer, and I reckon that was in the script. It wasn't like because they thought, oh, she would be perfect.
You're saying these shows are scripted and planned? Get out. This is reality TV. It's real.
I know how these shows work. Come on. Look,
I think they're getting better, though. There's always been different people of colour and on the show.
Look, I tend to agree with NASA. Looking at the picture right now, NASA, I'm looking at the article on the Daily Mail, and there's like a selfie of Ellie and her sister. Both have the exact same tone of blonde. They've both got nose rings, and they both have very white teeth.
Aren't they sisters?
Ellie was on the show last year. I don't think they've probably
Matt
thought
Agnew's season. Yeah,
yeah. They've probably got. You know what? Ellie knows how it all works. We'll get her and her sister on. They're twins. They're sisters.
Well, see, this is the thing. Yeah, but hang on.
They're trying to create a new storyline.
I don't want to see that. I want to see a total novice. Remember they had the total novice as supposed to be some scientist from Melbourne? The guy, remember?
Yes.
Where is he now? You know what? He wasn't a scientist from Melbourne. He worked for the bloody National Bank. That's what he was. He was like a teller in the National Bank.
That's right. The
scientist.
Matt Agnew, the astrophysicist.
The astrophysicist.
NASA, as a reality TV connoisseur, tell me, I can see, in my mind, I can already tell what the producers are going to try and do here.
Yeah.
They're going to try and get the two sisters to compete over one man. They'll both fall in love with the same man.
100%. It's like the farmer needs a wife. They've got that farmer guy saying, oh, I don't know what to do now because they got the two girls competing for one guy. And that's the whole plot. And let me tell you, Australia, and let me tell you, Newcastle, we're getting very bored with this. We are very, very bored. Change the script and change the concept.
And get someone on like you, NASA, yeah?
They need someone like me, absolutely. At least I'm real. I'm straight down. I'm with the people. I love the people. I'm down with the people. You
know what I mean? On another note, NASA, I noticed on your Instagram you've been filming some ad. Are you part of an ad campaign? What's going on there?
Yeah, I did a beer ad for Bondi Beer last week. So
beer ad?
Yeah.
Well, oh, you're moving up in the world, NASA. Oh, yeah. And just remember us when you're a big celebrity, all right?
Oh, I'll send you some beer. Don't worry.
Oh, hey, send it up. We won't say no to that.
Thanks, NASA.
Bondo beer, that's a reset. We are moving up. I'm telling you, you haven't heard the end of NASA at all.
Jackson will give you our address. I want some beer now.
I love him. Last calls is up next on 13 10 09, Crevo.
That's right. So whatever you want to talk about, you can. So maybe it's about the next season of The Bachelorette. Maybe you think NASA's wrong, or maybe you think he's right, or whatever. Vent. 13 10 09. Prizes on offer. We're taking your calls next with last calls.
Today we have plenty of wine and plenty of Tim Tams.
Awesome.
To give away. We're doing it next in UFM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Benny, Super Lonely, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. 13 10 09, it's time for last calls.
Hello.
Last calls. Yeah, this is the segment where we take your calls, anything you want to talk about, we turn into an AM talkback station for 5 minutes.
That's right. It's a limited time, but, you know, prizes on offer.
Today's a special call, too. I believe it's Ollie.
Ollie, hello.
Hello, Ollie.
Hey, Ollie.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Welcome to the show, Ollie. So, you've got some big news to tell us.
Yeah, I've got my birthday coming up.
Yay, happy birthday.
Oh, awesome.
How old are you going to be?
I'm 11.
11.
Oh. 11 years old. What have you got? What have you got planned, Ollie?
Well, we live out on a farm, and because of all the rain, it's kind of half flooded.
Oh.
And this afternoon, me and my brother were thinking about going out on and riding in the floodwater on our canoe.
Oh, that'll be so much fun, Ollie. Do it. And if you have bodyboards, get on that too. Run as fast as you can and then jump into the water and, like, see who can go the furthest on the motion.
Ollie, how deep is it, do you think? Is it, like, up to your knees or...?
Well, it's past the fence, so I reckon about up to your waist.
Jeez, be careful, but have fun, all right?
Make sure you check with Mum and Dad and say that's all right.
Yeah. We'll hook you up with a prize, Ollie. Happy birthday, mate. Thank you for calling today. Appreciate that. Happy
birthday. How much fun. Oh, God, I love growing living up on acreage. Farm, it's so
great.
Good.
Is it? Because you grew up on a farm. Like,
loved
I guess
it.
Would have been great.
Yeah, you've got the freedom to explore and roam around and do whatever you want.
Yeah, we had a creek behind our place, and when it used to rain, it would flood like at Ollie's. It was so good because Mum would just give us a raft, and we had bodyboards, and she'd say, "Here, go, off you go."
Off you went.
And then, we'd go away for hours, and we'd just, like, go in the rapids and stuff. Like, we were strong swimmers, but best fun, hey.
Oh, how much fun. Tori, good morning.
Hello, how are you going?
Hey, Tori, what's on your mind?
I'm just really annoyed about the whole Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, tell what's
okay,
annoying
what's
you about.
What's going
that?
On?
Just this whole boys attitude, and it really bugs me because I've got a 15-year-old son.
Mm. Yeah.
So last night I literally got to the point where I just switched it off and walked away.
Because
and that annoys me because I love watching Love.
Yeah, do you know what? Did you see the whole Jamie Doran thing, how he's suing Channel 10 and Warner Brothers now, just about the way he was portrayed?
Oh, doesn't surprise me.
Do you know what, though? Watching Bachelor in Paradise, it really is such a bad example to show your kids, because these are grown men and they're carrying on like high school kids. It's so bad.
When you say, because forgive me, Tori,
my son's not watching it with me.
Yeah.
But when he's
playing his computer games.
yeah, he doesn't care about that.
When you say boys mentality, the boys club on the show, what are they doing? Like, how are they behaving that's upsetting you?
The fact that they can get away with doing what they want to do, but when the girls come in, they're not allowed to do that.
Yeah,
they're not allowed
we've got
Kieran who came in, hooked up with the girl. There's his ex-girlfriend. He's laying in bed with her, And then he's got another girl who he was waiting for, who he already hooked up with. But then he's got a problem with his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, I get you. So you're sort of saying how, like, men can go out and play the field and they're legends, and but if girls go in and do it, they're labelled as tarts.
Yeah, and then the poor boys that want to hook up with these girls are, you're a snake, you're a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, terrible. You know what? That's fair. You know what?
Hang on a second.
I agree
Hang
with
on
you.
A second.
Yeah, totally unreasonable is what you're saying.
But you know what? Sorry. It's been like that for women ever since high school. It's always been a thing.
Did you struggle with this growing up, Tori, as well? Like with guys and the whole perception of how they act and what's okay for them and not okay for women?
Yeah, 100%.
Did you, Jade?
Yeah. It always happened at school and everything. Like, if a girl, you know, dated a guy and, you know, broke up, went with this guy, oh, she's a tart. Like, she's getting around. Yep. But if a guy goes and does it, it's a different story. It's like, oh, he's getting with her. He's really getting some. It's like, well, but how is that fair?
On your brother.
It's just double standards. I'm with you, Tori.
Thanks for sharing.
Wine and Tim Tams coming away, so you can watch Bachelor in Paradise.
Or watch something else. Get something to eat and drink.
Well, guys, one show left until we're on holidays, which will be fun.
Yeah, we're going to miss you.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, hopefully we all can catch up during the holidays.
Chances are we won't.
Hopefully we will. Yeah.
Well, it depends. We're all going different places.
Doing different stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to attempt to. I've got a small window. There we go.
Do you know what? This is Jade setting it up that she won't come. It's I'm going to
try to. I've got a small window.
Up.
Window gets even smaller.
Quick, it's closing. It's shut.
You got 10 minutes. What?
Guys, I see you every day. I know.
Yeah, I love you. Well, it's only really got the first couple days of the weekend, though. But no, I have plans. You know I do.
Yeah, good. Jackson, hello. Are you catching up with us during the holidays?
Sure, if you'd like.
Yeah, that's nice. See?
Yeah.
And that's what friends are for.
But I always do bail at the last minute.
That's true.
That's true. At least I'm up front.
See, I just agree to things so people don't get offended.
And then you offend them anyway.
Well, by the time it comes, they're excited with whoever else they're hanging out with.
You're deferring the offence.
Don't tell Maddie your secrets. He's on to you now.
Yeah, true.
It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music with you. Coming up next.
Bit of Morgan Evans.
Newie boy.
Bit of Day Drunk. Hey, I'll do that. I'll do Day Drunk. All right?
Okay,
if you want to hang out, we'll do that. Vanessa Carlton.
Love this song, never gets old.
So good in White Chicks, that movie where he sings it. It was so good. Anyway. The Goo Goo Dolls as well, Slide.
Awesome.
Never gets old, that one either. Do you know what song I was listening to yesterday?
Oh, which one?
It was because you introduced me to my love of this song, Jackson. Mm-hmm. Michelle Branch, Everywhere.
God. Yeah, such a
good song. Isn't that a great song?
Everywhere you go, no. I won't let you down.
No. That's a Taxi Ride.
That's it.
By a male artist.
Guys, we'll catch you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Bye.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.